We're recording.
Oh, my mic's not on. Hey,
and
we're
my
recording now.
Aren't on.
Well, you should put them on quicker,
come
bro.
On, man. Hello, welcome to Serial Killers. Today is June 20th.
Yeah.
It's Monday. It's Juneteenth, technically.
Well, this is the day So we're observing it today.
Observed, right.
The
that's
actual
the word
day
I was
the 19th.
Don't get it wrong, Andrew.
Hold, please.
I don't need my DM box filled up.
Oh, yeah, please. Like, you get that many DMs.
In any event, welcome to Monday, June 20th. Scotty
June
B here.
June 19th.
Scotty B here. Andrew there. And this is Serial Killers, the podcast where we talk about cereal and we eat it and we try it.
Nate's coming.
And, oh, hi, Nate.
Hi, Nate.
How you doing, buddy? I'll let you know when. We'll let you know when the Krispy Kreme cereal comes in.
Oh, no.
There's Krispy Kreme cereal?
Well, it's only in Canada, but we can try to get a box.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would it only be in Canada?
Don't know.
They've got a Tim Hortons thing up there.
I know. I'm not sure. Hmm. But Tim Hortons cereal, it doesn't exist anymore either, so who knows?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so maybe one of our Canadian listeners.
Oh, you know, you had a faux pas with your Timbits on the Serial Killers Instagram.
Why?
Technically, you're not allowed. Oh, my God, look at my stomach in the video.
That's from the donuts, dude.
Oh, all right.
Technically what? I didn't pour any cereal in the cup.
You're not supposed to have a logo.
With the cup?
With the cup.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of the things that Mike, the cup.
I wasn't listening when he was talking about that.
Yeah, he goes, that's why we did it not in front of the backdrop, because we're not supposed to have a logo.
Shut up, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Am I in trouble?
You violated NHL policy.
Am I in trouble?
They may give you a C&D.
Should I take it down? He doesn't know what that is.
A cease and desist.
Oh.
Yeah, C&D. No, I would leave it up and see if you get some more attention from
I would
it,
just like some Tim Hortons donuts or something. I'll pass them along to you.
No. Their donuts aren't as good.
They're not as good, but they're okay. Yeah.
All right,
anyway.
Sorry to bother you
thanks,
guys.
No, you're never a bother, Nate.
Bye,
we hope
Nate.
You stop by and eat with us soon.
Okay.
All right, take care. Anyway, so this is Serial Killers, and... can I make a
June 19th, Juneteenth, but today's
the
20th.
Observed.
So we observe it today.
Yes. And
now it's a holiday.
Right. So let's eat some cereal in honor.
Yes.
Well, yeah. No, it's not honor. Anyway, listen, it's just Serial Killers. We're here and we're going to eat.
Yay.
Now, here's the thing. So, you know, our friends at Malto Meal
yeah.
sent us a box of cereal a
Fun.
Few weeks ago. Box of bags.
I saw it.
A box of bags.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, while it was kind of them to think of us, none of them were new. They were just like, hey, let's send you some stuff. And they sent us three bags of stuff we've already had.
Yeah.
So I was in the Walmart the other day, and there were four cereals in there that said new flavor.
Fine.
All the other ones said new look, same great taste. Because, you know, they redid all the bags and the new little characters and whatnot.
Yep.
So there were four of them. That were new. We've already done one. It was the maple waffle,
which
toast,
was delicious.
Things. And so there were three other ones that we haven't eaten. So today is all new, three brand new Malto Meal cereals.
You know you did three.
With four fingers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, my pinky hurts.
Why?
I couldn't put it down.
Why aren't you saving them?
You mean like 1-1-1?
Yeah.
Well, see, that was another complaint that I was going to make. After this, we're out of new cereals. Have you seen the sack? It's empty. There's so many new cereals out there. But we can't get them because I guess we're not high enough on the cereal food chain to have them sent to us. And
you
I've been
should just
searching.
Log into the email.
I've been searching high
just
and low.
Just log in on the Serial Killer's email.
Maybe Bill Johnson will send us some of the
you
Cinnamon
Bill
Toast
Johnson
Crunch Rolls.
You and Bill Johnson need to settle whatever score you have.
Oh, there's no score. I love him. He's a good guy. He's great.
So
I love
I'm just
his videos.
I'm going to give you the login and I'm going to put it on your phone. So
how
this
come
way,
you, how come you just can't do it?
Oh, just add it to my list. Just answer every email, get us the new cereals, make the videos, record it on this box, export everything, do everything, because when you go grocery shopping and pick up milk and cereal, that is more important than everything else.
Well, if it weren't for that, there'd be no podcast. Do you know how many miles I've driven to get those?
You do Instacart half the time when you're doing it.
False, because you can't do separate orders like that. Do you know that the other day, I drove to four different stores, two Targets, two Walmarts, to find new stuff and came up empty?
Wow.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Well, save the Malto Meals then. Space them out.
Nah, this is going to be a Malto Meal episode.
I never want to hear you complain then. Well, I never want to hear it.
Well, because the only other stuff that we have is just some random name brand, store brand stuff.
So then, I'm just not. I don't even know where I can begin to
listen,
understand.
I put these things together.
I put these things together and then complain about them.
For entertainment value.
Yeah.
So just calm down and let's eat lots of Malto
Meal.
Mucho Malto Meal today. That's what
maybe
we'll call
I shouldn't
it.
Put you on the emails because you'd be like, I'm the executive producer. You've been dealing with the assistant, Andy.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Andy's the runner.
Yeah, I'm the one who does 99% of the work. Oh, sorry. I would say it's 75%. Once this thing...
That's arguably wrong.
Arguably.
Yeah.
Let's think about everything I do.
Would you like to think about everything I do?
Pick up the cereal and pick up the milk.
No. Do you want to dive further into this, or should we just eat?
Complain about producing the episodes, but you're doing three as a producer. Let's get into the mind of I guess, the genius behind
I would like to hear what all of these episodes would have sounded like had you put them together. Had you chosen
Where's the cereal sack? I'll easily do it right now. Where's the cereal sack?
It's not easy.
Where's the cereal sack?
It's a science.
Where is it?
It's right here.
Great. I'm going to look, and I'll pick three cereals.
There only are three cereals. Can we just eat? Seriously, you're such a jerk today.
I'm not a jerk. I'm just calling you out.
There's no calling out. We're equal partners on this thing.
It seems like not so much to me.
You know what? You're really, like, at it today. I don't understand. All day today, even prior to this recording, you're just like, dude, calm down.
No. People of the internet, if it is 10:21 on Wednesday, June 8th, when we're recording this, if you can, go to...
Don't say that.
Go to the Elvis Duran replay channel and find the June 8th episode. You can listen to Scott have a tirade on the morning show that we both work for.
I made a mistake.
This is why you're mad.
I'm not mad at all.
You're trying to turn it and be like, I've been happy and sunshine and rainbows because I'm pretending it's June 20th when we recorded this.
Andrew, this is all entertainment, okay?
I know. I'm just saying. Go back, folks, and listen to the June 8th Elvis Duran replay show.
Go ahead. Go listen to it. I made a mistake, and Everybody was yelling at me. Who cares? I admitted my mistake. I don't understand.
But you know when you admit a mistake, there comes with a little bit of pomp and circumstance.
I just think that we're equal partners on this podcast, and you don't treat it that way. That's all I'm saying.
You are the most... Oh, my God.
Birthday cake Dino Bites. What if that would have just knocked the iced tea over and smashed all over the board? What if that would have happened?
I don't know.
That would have been on you.
Yeah. And then they would have actually, no, I would have said, I don't know what's going on. I accidentally dropped it. And I would have deleted this video.
I don't feel like getting up. So, chocolatey colossal crunch. Look at that. I don't even know what this is supposed to be. I really don't.
I think it's just Captain Crunch with chocolate.
There's no such thing. So that's why this is awesome.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there was chocolate. There's a chocolate caramel, Captain Crunch. But this, don't know. Don't even know what this is supposed to be. Normally it'll say, if you like blah, 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 you'll love this. And it doesn't say that, so I'm not sure.
Because they made their own cereal. It's hot in here.
No, it's actually not today, Andrew.
Contrary Mary.
Contrary Mary.
That's you. Today you are Contrary Mary.
It's contrary to the contrary.
I didn't know I was sitting next to like a literary expert.
Just call me Webster.
Oh my God. We're 50-50.
Not the little guy from Webster, but.
We're 50-50.
This smells really
good.
We're
equal partners, but you're an idiot.
Smell the chocolate in there.
Smells great.
Listen, if you don't want to do this, then I'll call someone else in.
Oh, my God. You are so dramatic.
I get excited for cereal. You're just along for the ride.
I thought we were 50-50.
That's what I thought.
Equal partners.
But you were like, great.
You are.
Share some excitement in cereal.
Can I smell it again? Oh, my God. The chocolatey scent is overpowering. I love it.
There we go.
Oh,
see,
this is the best cereal I'm ever going
to
have.
Bill Johnson's rolling his eyes and say, can you guys just get along and get to the cereal?
It is so hot in here. I am sweating.
Actually, not today.
I had to.
Do you know what the handprint on my back is going to look like from that?
Please.
I'll show it at the end of the episode.
Good.
Anyway, Farmland Dairies. Whole milk today, which is going to be really good with the chocolate cereal. Now, this really just looks like some sort of chocolate Cap'n Crunch. The not chocolate pieces look like Cap'n Crunch. Here's your spoon.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to comment on my posture of holding the spoon?
I'm very intrigued. Shut up.
Don't hold it like that.
And the chocolate smells like Cocoa Pebbles. And can you tell me why, Andrew?
Because it's the same company.
Thank you. This is very good.
That is delicious.
Is that
enough excitement?
I don't know what it's supposed to be.
Here, I'll try again.
But it's good.
Wowie kazam! Like, that's delicious!
Okay. Now think about Cocoa Pebbles if they were puffs, because that's what these puffs taste like. This is
five bowl worthy.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, people should, the big company that owns Malto Meal should take note.
What company is that?
Post.
Very good.
You were just waiting. You were chomping at the bit, as the British people would say.
You're right. Or Americans.
Who says chomping at the bit in the United States?
That's a thing.
How often do you use that phrase?
I've said it, and I've heard it a lot. Dude, why are you...
It's a British phrase.
Why are you doing this?
You cannot be actually trying to make me seem like the crazy one. I sit down, and I say one thing, and you go, no, that's not how it's said. No, you don't have enough excitement. No, you can answer the emails.
I have a feeling that people will come to my defense. I don't know what's going on with you today.
Well, why don't I check the YouTube comments? No, we don't get a lot of comments there. You're making it seem like we get hundreds.
Anyway, Malto Meal, chocolatey colossal crunch cereal.
Hall
five
of fame.
Bowls. Five bowls all around.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It almost tastes like a Cookie Crisp. A little bit.
You're right.
I love it.
You're right. Different company, but you're right. What? I'm just merely stating a fact. I wasn't saying anything derogatory toward you.
It's not derogatory. It's just, I feel you have a constant need to just, if you hear something, just whatever is in your brain at that moment.
Isn't that the way life works? God.
Do you need me to get the bag that I threw on the floor?
No, we'll do that one last.
Okay. That was good.
Let's stay on the Cap'n Crunch tip. Because... Here's another new one from Malto Meal. Berry Bunch Crunch.
So it's just Oops All Berry
this
cereal.
Is Oops All Berries.
How do you remember Oops All Berry cereal?
Because it's right behind you?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Where?
Right there. Oops All Berries.
Where?
The blue box, buddy.
The Cotton Candy Crunch one?
No.
Where?
Smell it.
Where is it?
Smell it.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
That smells like cotton candy.
No, it doesn't.
I don't like
it. It smells berry-ish. Andrew, we finished the box and it's flattened and it's over there. Cut it out.
But no!
But it's still...
No!
What? It's still behind us. It's in the stack of flattened boxes.
You pointed. People on the videos.
I couldn't reach back
that way. 12 minutes into this. Come to my defense. You saw him point here.
Can we take a break? We'll be back.
I can't believe that. That's insane.
Right after this, everybody. Widen that hole, buddy. All right. Berry Bunch Crunch from Malto Meal. Ready? What's the matter with you? Does this happen on the Spanglish podcast?
No.
Because why?
Because they talk about other things. We're supposed to talk about cereal, but in between, you just... Little...
Ready?
Needles.
Oh, I heard your phone buzz.
You why? How do you not notice? You're crazy.
See, now I like this.
Yeah.
It is naturally and artificially flavored.
I don't know if I'd want to eat, like, this whole cup, though. Delicious.
No, really sweet.
Yeah. I would give this four bowls and a spoon. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm going to give it four bowls and a spoon because it tastes like crunch berries, but I wish it had the parts from the cocoa cereal that we just had.
I'm going to give it three bowls and a spoon because I'm not a massive fan of crunch berry cereal, but I do like this because it's the Oops All Berries ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is right there, right?
It's back there in the flattened box section. I went like this.
You didn't. It's on video.
That's fine.
You idiot.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. But the minute I would say something, why are you being mean today? What's going on?
I just think that you're a little hyper.
What did I do?
You're a little bit hyped up today.
Because you're getting me hyped.
Like you're on speed.
I'm on speed?
Yeah.
Are you on drugs yourself?
It's a good thing that I ordered the Nancy Reagan stamps. It's a good thing. By the way, people that don't know what that's all about, it has nothing to do with being political. It's just Andrew making fun of me. It is.
Poor victim.
Just say no.
Poor victim, Scott.
Just say no.
Poor victim, Scott.
Are you gonna,
I would never smoke the wacky tobacco.
Are you going to cut me?
Potentially.
All right. You ready for the next one that's on the floor that I have to get up to get that you threw?
Oh, my God. You're such a martyr.
I am.
You just...
I think you're bullying me today.
I wish that I had a... Oh, there is a bell.
No, please don't. Don't with the bell.
And every time I feel you're being a jerk, I'm going to ring the bell.
An angel gets its wings. What's that from?
The PETA?
PETA? I don't know. No, it's A Wonderful Life, isn't it?
Oh. Have you ever seen what biblically accurate angels look like?
No.
They are terrifying.
Do they have wings as well?
They have, like, 42 different eyes. They're terrifying looking. Biblically accurate angels were so scary that you couldn't look at them for long.
Hmm.
Look it up, folks, if you're watching.
Wait, why have you seen this?
Because I saw it on Reddit. They were like, oh, biblically accurate angels. And then I looked into it, and yeah, they're terrifying. They're all scary.
Okay. Birthday cake Dino Bite cereal from Malta Meal. What would his name be?
Oh, my name's Ted.
Ted.
Because I'm going for a Flintstones vibe.
See, there's a tie-in, actually. Because, again, Malta Meal made by?
Post.
Post makes?
The
Pebbles.
Yeah.
Pebbles cereal.
Yeah.
So these are
Pebbles.
Basically Pebbles.
And we had birthday cake
same
Pebbles.
Same company. Yes, but they don't make those anymore. Mm. So
they came
now,
in a pink box. Yes.
No. They came in a teal box. They did. Those are not back there. But they did. They came in a teal box.
You don't have the flattened box someplace?
We probably do. Mm. Because once the cereal either goes terribly bad or we finish the box, I flatten them.
Hmm.
Who are you texting?
It was a teal box. Damn it. I hate being wrong, but I'll admit it. Ow. You're trying to check the cereal champion. Nice try.
No, look, I make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Oh, yes, they do, Andrew. We've been through that.
Yep.
Your sister and your brother and your dad and mother, too.
How do you reload one of these?
You have to open it.
This?
Yeah, you take that off. And you put a new blade in.
How long have you had this?
It's been quite a while. Every once in a while, I'll snap off of a section so it's nice and sharp. You ready?
Because this looks old.
Okay. I mean, so do you, but keep you around. What?
I love that you say what after you say... I truly don't know if you catch it.
No, I do. This is a comedy show. That was a joke. You ready? Aren't we in the comedy category?
I don't know. Shouldn't you know where we are?
That's part of your job. I have my, there's my tasks, and you have yours.
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Mmm.
It is really good.
It doesn't taste like birthday cake, because I don't believe birthday cake is a flavor.
Right. Supersized, great taste.
Oh, no.
What happened?
No.
There's no stevia. What happened?
No.
Why? How could you say mmm, and then no?
It has a minty taste.
Mint.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to give it 3 bowls.
Malta Meal Birthday Cake Dino Bites.
I don't think I like the aftertaste on that one. It's got a, yeah, it's chemically.
I'm giving it 4 bowls. I don't taste that.
Not for me, but.
That's fine. I like it.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you for being here today, Andrew.
I'm trying to figure out what that taste is.
It's artificial birthday cake flavor.
Huh.
Right?
No, because birthday cake flavors are like vanilla-y or... I don't know, something's up.
I don't know. I really like it.
That's good.
Pebbles are like the top of my list, and these are kind of real Pebbles because I bet they're made on the same machine that Pebbles are made on.
I got to tell you, I said my phrase.
I see, I didn't even catch it. You called yourself out on it.
This cereal, the first one we did?
Yeah.
The cereal makers better get into that because it's a genius idea.
But, I mean, basically it's Cap'n Crunch, so the only other cereal maker that can do this is who? The Cap'n Crunch cereal maker?
No. General Mills.
No, it sure isn't.
Post.
It's not a general.
Post. It's Kellogg's.
Your dad.
Quaker?
Yeah.
Huh.
Who knew that Quaker made cereal? Who knew? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Serial Killers. We promise to do better next week.
What did we do wrong?
But I'm not sure what the next new serial is going to be, because between now and then...
What did we do wrong this episode?
I don't know. You're ringing bells and stuff. Ding-a-ling-ling. Ready?
You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Please follow us on all
ring-a-ling-a-ling
social platforms.
Do you like that song?
No. Serial Killers PC. Yeah. Through the website.
European then. Tourist. Mm-hmm. You could go to serialkillerspc.com. Yeah. We have shirts. Get them. Yeah.
I can't get enough of this.
Which one?
The thing. The fake Cap'n Crunch.
It was so good. I have to say. It's an interesting idea on a cereal that should probably exist already. Cookies and cream, Cap'n Crunch.
This is not that.
I'm saying they could call it that.
Andrew, we have the caramel chocolate.
I know. We didn't like the caramel one.
I bet it's almost the same.
No.
This is better.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's better. But Cap'n Crunch, you call it just milk and cookies, Cap'n Crunch.
I don't know where that name would fit. I just don't.
It has the chocolate.
First of all, every cereal has milk. I don't understand. What are you saying? There's no cookies. It's chocolate balls with Cap'n Crunch pieces. What? Why? Why do you get so frustrated? Why?
Because when you phrase the question, instead of saying, that's an interesting taste profile, could you explain it further? It's, I don't taste it. I don't taste it. There's a cream. I don't taste it.
Thank you for listening.
I don't know what you're saying.
We'll see you.
What are you saying?
On Wednesday with an all new Bowl Chat. And then Monday with new cereal, which I'm going to have to find somewhere.
And this Friday, no. Sorry.
I'll drive to a bunch of stores and try to find some new stuff while you're home with your feet up doing your podcast editing.
Okay.
See, we both do things. What I'm trying to say is we both do things for this podcast. Yes? Say crunch, Andrew.
Crunch.
Not taking you home today.
Yeah, I don't need a ride.
Good.